Well, hello. It's time for the after show. It's Tony, Christy, Nikki, and Deborah Ross from KidsOutAndAbout.com, since we're recording on Friday mornings, and she joins us on the air at Warm 101.3 every Friday. All right, what's up? I want to talk about a couple of things. What are they called again?
Non-fungible tokens,
NFTs. I think. So in other words, basically, you can buy something that was the original meme, right? The original thing, like on whatever, YouTube, Insta, whatever, and you pay all sorts of money, but you don't get to hold something in your hand.
Correct.
And you don't get to, what happens? I mean, do you get this thing and it's your, but do you get to use it somehow? Because people are spending thousands of dollars.
Well, I think that you use it much like you might use a wonderful piece of artwork if you owned the original of it. And in fact, original pieces of artwork are often these NFTs.
Okay.
And so basically it's data is what you own.
So why do people care about owning data?
Because you can identify uniqueness on the blockchain. Now, you have no idea what I just said, and I almost have no idea what I just said, too.
Why is that important?
Right. So, but you things that people value, like anything that people values only has value because people value it, right? Gold used to be the standard,
right?
We value these little pieces of paper / fabric called money because we can exchange them for things that we want. And so this is another type of thing that you can exchange.
So if I bought the NFT, can I sell it?
You absolutely can.
Okay.
And you'll experience a capital gains tax if you do. And who knows what the government's going to do with that.
Okay. Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Well, because yesterday I was watching, I was in a place getting food and while waiting for my order, they had the Meacham Auto thing on where they auction off cars.
Right. Okay.
A 1967 Corvette, beautiful, went for $225,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
now,
wow.
I knew the car was $6,000 maybe in 1967, maybe $4,000.
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, and if it were anything else but a beautiful Corvette, you know, I mean, I saw cars that were that old that they weren't Corvettes going for like $30,000 or $40,000. But $250,000 for a 55-year-old Corvette, I mean, that's perfect. Okay.
Right.
But it's because someone says it's worth that much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no other reason. It's a piece of fiberglass and metal and plastic.
Right.
Okay, and quite frankly, it's a piece of junk.
Who said a Corvette's a piece of junk?
The 67 Corvette is a piece of, I mean, it's a beautiful piece of junk, but it's not, my car, probably a 4-cylinder, is probably faster than that car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe not, but close. Okay, but still, but better built, okay?
Right.
But it doesn't matter. It's somebody wants that car, they're going to pay $250,000 for it, and that's what they do. And it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, I know someone in my family, not a brother, but a cousin, who had a Ferrari, a baby Ferrari from 1972 that he sold. He bought it for $15,000, sold it for $660,000.
Stop it.
Wow. Right. Okay. Well,
stop it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that exactly, right? That's a beautiful parallel, Tony. That is a non-fungible token.
Yeah.
Except that it's not data. It's an actual thing.
So now a guy just sold, an artist just sold an invisible sculpture for $18,000.
That's crazy.
How? What?
It's just, I don't.
It's invisible.
It's invisible. So there's nothing there. He didn't do anything.
It's not an actual thing.
Right. It's not an actual thing.
Why would someone want to buy it?
Because he's an idiot.
Okay. Or because the buyer wanted the publicity that comes with buying this ridiculous thing. So in a way, they value that publicity and uniqueness, $18,000 worth.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Lord help
us. To be displayed in a private home. The empty space is 5 feet by 5 feet.
Oh, wow. And how do we know that?
Well, you know.
It's invisible.
Right.
It's invisible.
This is ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. And here's another thing that's ridiculous. Now, we've just had a couple more millionaires. Because of the pandemic, they got the vaccination. In Ohio, they named another.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we gave away a full ride to a couple of college high school kids for college.
Mm-hmm.
For now, maybe that's a different thing. But the one in Ohio, they enticed people to come and get the vaccine. People didn't want to get the vaccine, so now we're rewarding people who didn't want to get the vaccine with $1 million.
$1 million.
It's stupid. It's like every other country in the world is going, please give us vaccines, and we're going, nope, give me $1 million, and maybe I'll get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Tony, you're complaining about that. We are getting emails in the newsroom at News 10 NBC people saying, that's not fair. I was responsible and I got my shot earlier on.
Right.
I want my lottery ticket.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm serious.
I know.
Lots of them.
I know.
How about we just all be responsible and don't expect anything in return?
I hear you.
I like that.
Absolutely.
If only we would do that. Has the human race ever done that? I don't think so. So anyway, those are the things I'm bitching about today.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Well, you know, actually, you know, when you think about what investments are, people are investing in concepts. It's a kind of risk, but they're also investing in air, and it drives me crazy, right? So if you're a good enough salesperson, you can sell anything.
Anything. Mm-hmm.
And with my business, I've kind of spent it 20 years building it up to be a thing. So if I look for investors, you know what I sell? That thing.
Right.
An investment in that thing, looking at the actual data, looking at the actual trajectories. Right. And it kind of drives me crazy when, let's just say there's a competitor out there called Dad Ventures.
Oh.
Who got funded for $2 million in January of this year for nothing. Like, for just having started a thing and for selling investors on the idea. I think I'm just going to be as successful as goodsoutandabout.com, so invest in me.
Right.
And I know from having done this, you can't do it fast. It is a slow, slow, slow game to get readers because you have to have
you
something.
You got to build them up,
But somehow he sold $2 million into his company, so now he's got a lot of capital to work with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it's air.
Yeah.
And it does drive me nuts.
Probably bought that Corvette I was talking about. It's just weird to me that we have to do this. It's just unbelievable how weird things are.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, that one comedian says we're the only country that measures food by the foot, you know, like the foot long. Okay. So, you know, I get we're different. We're you know.
We are.
So anyhow, what else?
You guys, it's National Donut Day.
Oh, there you go.
It is.
Ruining my diet one donut at a time. Oh, my goodness.
What's your favorite kind?
So I, believe it or not, I am very simple. I like a glazed.
Okay.
What about you guys?
I like it's a Boston cream donut. I mean, the yellow cream inside.
Oh, that's what Brennan said.
Yeah, with the chocolate on top. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm.
I like the sugar raised, which I don't think they have at Dunkin' Donuts anymore, but it's the lightest with the little teeny tiny grains of sugar on it.
I'm going to surprise you all.
Yes.
My favorite donut has fruit in it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Blueberry donut.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, I also like an apple fritter.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
You know what I like? When we used to live in Western, we used to go to Bauman's Farm Market.
Uh-huh.
And they had the, what are the things they sell in the fall?
Those fried cakes.
The cider donuts.
The cider donuts.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're the best.
They were crazy
good. I could eat like a whole pack of them.
Oh God, yes. And they give me acid indigestion. That's the problem. Okay, as soon as I eat it, I get odd.
A donut?
Yeah.
Me too.
It's the sugar. It's got to be the sugar.
But it didn't used to. Ever since I got pregnant, I used to eat, as soon as I had a muffin or a donut, same with you, you're like us. You're feeling our pain. That's what it is.
I got hysterically pregnant. That's what happened to me.
Because I don't get heartburn, right?
Right. No.
Except for donuts now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, donuts and red wine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't drink red wine.
Is this what I have to look forward to? I mean,
I don't know, Nikki.
I'm never going to get pregnant, so maybe not.
Maybe not.
No, but Tony technically didn't either.
So I think it's appropriate that we follow National Donut Day with National Trails Day tomorrow. So how about donuts today,
work
hiking tomorrow? Absolutely.
Oh, that'll work.
Yeah.
You go right ahead.
I did want to tell you guys, I walked into Nate's room the other day.
Your son, 12-year-old son.
He's 12. Besides the fact that he's talking to two girls.
Yeah, should you just be walking into his room at this point?
I don't knock. The door is always open. In my house. Actually, it was shut. But I don't knock, no. And as soon as I walk in, he like must mute me. Because I walk in talking.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I'm like an announcement. I
wrote a book about Christy called Enter Bitching.
Not with Nate. I walk in talking.
I know.
Complimenting. But one thing I noticed is he was watching this show on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel called The Detail Geek. It's about detailing your car. He takes yucky cars, some of the dirtiest cars and trucks, and then he cleans the inside of them, and he videotapes this. He has 2 million followers.
Oh, my goodness.
And my kid is, like, obsessed.
Wow.
Because he loves to see the difference from the dirty to the clean.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. And he's probably making millions off this.
Oh, I'm sure if he has 2 million subscribers.
Of course
he
is.
Oh, my gosh.
So we need to figure out
something we
can
do.
What we're missing out on.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. You know, I mean, because it's, you're right. It's something.
For something.
It's something so simple.
We're entertaining. This guy is obviously entertaining. Mm-hmm. So we could do something while we entertain.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's, you know what? It just has to happen. I don't think you can plan this. I really don't. I think it just has to happen. You have to come up with whatever by accident. I don't think this guy said, I'm going to make $1 million by cleaning cars.
and videotaping
right.
it for
how
people.
How about the kid that plays video games?
Oh, okay? Yeah. Right. Nate knows about him, too. Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, there's many, many guys.
Yep.
I know.
And they talk during the games, and the kids like love that. And they're like, oh, did you see that? Because that's why I walk in. I'm like, who are you talking to?
Right.
He's watching a video.
I know.
It's so weird.
I know.
Yeah, it's so strange. All right, apparently...
I mean, I have a niece out in California who's one of those influencers, okay?
Okay.
And I love her to death, but she has no expertise in anything.
Yeah.
Okay? None!
Yeah.
None! Okay?
And she's telling other people what to do.
And she's telling people how to save money and invest in. She has none!
Are you criticizing her for talking a good game but not being an expert in anything?
I know it seems ironic that
it
I would
does,
do that.
It does, doesn't it?
Deborah with the call out. Did really? You see that, Nikki?
Shots
I
fired.
Did.
My God.
Mic drop.
But it's
boom.
Like, but it's like, none. Okay? I have years of experience in something.
Right.
Okay? She has none. And I adore her.
And where are these people looking for people to be their mommies or something, like, and tell them what to do or how to? Because there are people like, I need, people want to hire people to help them figure out life decisions. Because I think I would be good at that.
Oh, you mm-hmm. would.
Oh, yeah, believe me, life coaches. I could be a life coach.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I'd be a drill sergeant life coach. It'd be more fun that
same.
Way.
Same.
There it is. There's my hook.
Especially if it's
the
not my
kid. The drill sergeant life coach.
There you go.
If it's not my kid, I can be harder on him.
Suck it up, buttercup. That'd be my catchphrase. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
I'd get a lot of people to go for that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they'd love that. they'd line up to pay you
especially
for that advice.
Especially today's people. They'd go crazy on that one. They would love that one. It's a suck it up, buttercup guy.
No, instead, it's you get a trophy. You get a trophy. You get a trophy.
And Tony, drillsergeantlifecoach.com is available.
Oh, my God.
It's available for $1.
I don't care.
Dollar a month.
Dollar. Ooh, I don't know. That
special.
I'd have to really work hard to make $1 a month at that bit. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, Nikki, good luck with the mom and the dad this weekend.
Yeah, mom's meeting the hubby for the first time.
Awesome.
I'm so excited. That's I expect great. To see many, many pictures on Facebook. From
yes. Oh, yes. Tonight, if they get here in time, Nunday Fun Days is happening this weekend.
How did I not know about Fun Days?
What a great... So how do I not know about this?
Oh, yes. And the pet parade is this evening. So we're taking the dog Striker, who I'm told likes to do his business in the middle of the road.
Oh, good. That'll be fun. Take pictures of that, won't you?
The pet parade. And then the boys asked if Casey, my cat, would walk in the pet parade.
Oh, no.
I promptly replied, sorry, guys.
Yeah, Casey doesn't do anything.
She would be scared out of her mind.
Can you imagine?
I thought it was so cute they asked that.
That is
like,
very
we
sweet.
Take Casey.
That's very sweet.
Now we've learned about Nunday Fun Days. I like that.
Nunday Fun Days.
Did you ever know about that, though?
I did not.
This is
to my astonishment.
I know, really. My goodness, we've stumped the band.
I can't even find it on the on
there's no,
you don't have internet.
They don't want people to come.
They don't have internet in Nunday. Come on.
They only want Nikki there.
They just got cable.
They just made this up like yesterday to get Nikki to come.
We got a TV star.
We're going to put on Nunday Fun Day.
All right, we're making fun of Nunday. Don't make fun of small
we're not
towns.
Like that,
sorry.
Yeah.
We love you, Nunday.
Don't make fun of small towns. We love small towns. I live in a small town. I live in Geneseo. So.
So do I. I live in Farmington.
I know. So, all right, that's it for now. Warm1013.com is where you find us. And share it with all your friends and all your socials. We'll do it again next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.